We're thrilled to be here at the Car Management Briefing Seminars, and always good to see old friends, and certainly Tom Manganiello is an old friend of ours who you hear still, as we did last hour, right here on WJR for Warner Norcross and Judd's Automotive Industry Group. He's the co-chair, and there's lots to talk about. Your business of specializing in automotive is just booming, isn't it?
It's there's a lot of challenges out there right now. It's a profitable industry and everybody's happy, but they're dealing with warranty issues. They're dealing with volume constraints, and as Jeff just said, they're dealing with talent. Talent is a huge issue right now.
Finding the right talent. You got jobs.
Absolutely. The front cover of our newsletter, the Warner Norcross newsletter this month, is an article that I wrote about, you know, the search for talent, and also the challenges of keeping up with autonomous vehicles and bringing the autonomous vehicle research to Michigan. And actually, I know Sandy Brew was on earlier, and he talked about the American Center for Mobility, and that's what I'm saying. You know, it solves a multiple challenges. It helps us attract talent. It helps us attract R&D, and it kind of puts the stake in the ground that Michigan, and particularly Southeast Michigan, is the place to be for autonomous vehicle research.
Do you have to be a current client of Warner Norcross and Judd to get the newsletter, or can anybody?
No, anybody.
How do we get it?
Go to WNJ.com and click on our Automotive Industry Group link, and it's right there.
WNJ.com. Excellent. I'm trying to think where we were in our travels recently here still in Michigan, and I saw one of your Warner Norcross and Judd offices along a waterway. Where the heck was I?
You were probably in Holland or Muskegon.
Bay City, maybe?
I'm not sure where I was. No, not in Bay City. We have a big office in Midland now.
Oh, it was in Midland.
Yeah,
It was in Midland. What a beautiful facility.
It is.
It really is gorgeous. It was definitely Midland.
We're all jealous of that office.
I'd want to get transferred to that office. It's really stunning. Meanwhile, there is a lot going on, and not all of it is good. And part of it is, of course, people are still talking about the Tesla crash. Certainly, it's going to be talked about up here. Autonomous, call it what you will, but you cannot call it autopilot right now for the average person. Engineers are in vehicles with autopilot. We mere mortals are not yet, that it's just not available to us yet. And how could they have made that mistake?
Well, two words, Elon Musk.
I guess that sums it up. And he won't change it.
No, they are... You know, you don't do beta testing on the public.
No.
And that's really what that was.
Wow.
And you don't, and words have meanings. So if you call something autopilot, it has a connotation. And, you know, like I said, words have meaning, whether they're in a contract or an advertisement or on, you know, in the owner's manual or the operator's manual for your vehicle.
Yeah, that just, it drives me crazy. It's a pet peeve. I can't help it. There are other stories that are sad stories, too, as that Star Trek actor Anton Yelchin. Something went wrong, and he was hit by his own Jeep, and now his parents have filed a lawsuit against Fiat Chrysler. And I mean, this is kind of up your alley as well.
Yeah, I was national counsel for a major automotive tier OEM trying... inadvertent vehicle movement cases around the country, and just from what I've read in the paper and with no other, you know, information, it was a distracted stop. It sounds like he, you know, evidently was killed by his mailbox, and the vehicle was running
it was like he was on his way. And he thought of something else he needed to do or thought he did, so he thought he put it in park, jumped out of the vehicle before really knowing it was in park, and it apparently wasn't in park.
And to be fair, when you put that vehicle in park, it's in park.
It really is.
It really is.
So that isn't the problem.
Mechanically, it works perfectly.
Right.
I own one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So.
And I operate it every day almost, but you can shifted in a certain way.
Yeah. If you're confused, or if you're in a hurry, or if you're distracted, or whatever, it is a sad and unfortunate story, but it does give us all pause and to realize that, especially when we're operating a vehicle, to really be aware. If we, not just that we think it's in park, to make sure that it is in park.
And you know what the best tool is? You have a parking brake.
That's a good tool as well.
It is a great tool.
A lot of people don't use their parking brake, I got to tell you. I just used it the other day for the first time in a long time, and then I went to leave, and I went, what's wrong with my car? I can't back up. And I went, oh, the parking brake. We don't use it enough, generally speaking.
Correct.
Now, some people listening go, Paul, you're wrong. I use it every day. Trust me, that's unusual.
Very.
Anything else, Tommy, we need to know?
Well, after you interviewed Sandy Brewer and you discussed the Paul W. Smith discount, I understand, to join the chamber.
Yes.
If someone joins Mish Auto, I understand that you're willing to pay for 20% of their membership.
Wait a minute. You really have that wrong. Talk to the guy with the money, Link Besser.
Okay.
That's the guy with the money. What's it cost to join Mish Auto?
Oh, it depends on what level you want to come
in. Wait a minute. It depends on how much money you have. I think I've joined places like that. Thanks for
all
your work.
We'll give you a really good deal, Paul.
And thank you. I'm sure you will. Thank you for the Warner Norcross and Judd Automotive Industry Group and the co-chair, Tom Manganiello. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks for having me.